Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, so y'all know what this is. This is Zip My Motivation Podcast. I can't get myself together. First of all, I can't get my clothes together. I can't get my life together. I don't know what's going on today, but you know what? We ain't gonna let it distract us or take us under, because something trying to take me under and I ain't going. But I have a special guest tonight, so I want y'all to be just as excited as I am. He was on Social Sunday. He was on 96 Power. I might have said that wrong, but y'all know how I am. Sometimes I can't talk. But I'm going to let him tell y'all anyway, because I don't want to keep telling his business. But I'm going to bring up Nye. I wanted to say his name wrong, right? Not wrong, but right. Because sometimes I say names wrong. But Nye. So he's coming up right now. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. So thank you for being on the show. Thank you for your time, of course. But definitely, I want you to kind of like introduce yourself. The people already know I'm silly, so they look for me to not do things right. But so I want you to introduce yourself to everybody so they can know who you really are.
All right. So I go by the name Nyze, N-Y-Z-E. I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. Shout out to the bird. And I'm a primarily hip hop rap artist. And that's me. I started when I was 18. Started rapping when I was 18, but I've been involved in music maybe about, I'm trying to see, age 13. So musically, before I rapped, I played saxophone. So I started in middle school, played all the way up to high school. I was in jazz band. I was in it's called a wind ensemble, but they just kind of played more like classical, like traditional stuff. Right. So it was definitely, it helped. That was like my first kind of step into the music world and right. being becoming more musically inclined than I already was. And it just kind of transitioned into rapping when I got one of my best friends at the time had like kind of put me on right. to it. He was doing it with one of his homeboys, and they had just made like a makeshift studio. It was probably like 5 feet by 5 feet, if that. Right. Super small. And they had the mic set up in a small little bench for the laptop. yeah, exactly. So
that's how everybody gets started. That's what's up.
Yeah, exactly. So he just told me one day, he's like, yo, man, you should come after school and go with me to so-and-so's house and just vibe out. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I went and we had fun, and I ended up kind of writing something. It was really bad. But, you know, that was my first time really, like, trying to, I think it took me maybe about 6 to 8 months to kind of figure out, like, my true direction that I wanted to go to and, like, styles.
Right.
And I was still young at the time, so just kind of, like, understanding, like, I don't have to appeal to what's popular to be someone good. And a lot of times that's, like, it didn't work out for me when I did try, because I don't live those types of lifestyles or I don't know certain experiences. So it's hard for me to connect with individuals musically, talking about stuff that I have no idea what about. So, you know, yeah. I started rapping more about my life, and then people were like, yo, you're actually like really good at this. I was like, oh, dang.
Exactly.
So I think the hardest part for me was just kind of trying to figure out how I wanted to put my emotions onto like the pen and pad. But like musically, when it comes to things like having an ear for music, tones and rhythm and stuff like that, I feel like I had that naturally. And then like starting with band and stuff like that, like that just kind of like made everything kind of like next level. But yeah, so that's me. You know, I'm hip hop, rap inspired, old school and new school, mixture of that. And I just kind of rap about my life, man, and the things that go on around me, and that's how I connect to the people.
True story. I like that. I like something that you said though, because I know like a lot of times when people are like getting into rap at 18 is like, okay, because I know you're not that old now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I like how you said, I'm rapping about my life. I don't know about some of those other things that other people be, you know, like that they experience. I haven't experienced those. So I'm staying true to me. You know what I'm saying? Which makes your music better.
Right.
Makes your music better. And so, and I also like the fact that you said I started off with music with saxophone. You know what I'm saying? So you started off with an instrument. Do you play the saxophone during some of your more up-to-date music that you're doing now?
I do not. people that I do work with musically, that they tell me that I should. I would have to like pick it up again, you know, because it's been a while since I played. But I'd have to pick it back up and just like kind of like clean everything up. It's something that I've been thinking about, and like, you know, I feel like it'd be dope to just like break it out on stage or something like that.
Right.
Because like, I don't know. I've actually only seen one person. I've only ever seen one person in my life. And it was at an underground show. I can't even remember his name, like outside, like give him props, but it was so long ago. But he started off his set playing sax.
Right.
And it was so dope. I don't know how like cool everyone else thought it was, but for me personally, I think that people who are who can like, you know, rap or sing and play another instrument just as well as they can do the other thing.
Right.
It's so amazing, because it definitely helps connect the worlds of music, because I feel like anyone can put a pen to paper. Anyone can put a pen to paper.
Right.
And anyone can put a beat together.
Right.
And anyone can put an instrument to play an instrument, but not everyone can put words together well. Not everyone can put a beat together well, and not everyone can play an instrument well. So if you're able to do two of those things, or even at least one of those things very well, I feel like that says a lot for you. And then like kind of going back to just writing about like my life and stuff like that.
Right.
I think the first time I really was able, it really clicked for me that I had that light bulb moment was, I was going through a really hard time in my life, and I was actually away in college, so I was dealing with like family issues and stuff like that.
Right.
And I think being away from home made it worse, because I kind of felt more alone. Like I had friends and stuff, but like I didn't really have anyone.
But there's nobody like the family, right?
Yeah. And I didn't really have anyone that I like talked about it with. So I remember I ended up coming home for like a 3 or 4 day weekend or something like that. And one night I was just like going through beats that I had. And then like, I heard one, I was like, yo, this is really speaking to me right now. I just like poured my whole heart out onto the song. So that song is out, it's called 2 Minutes Please. And it was really just kind of like a whole venting session of kind of like what I was going through. And like the fact that I was kind of like being misunderstood and like judged in certain lights.
Right.
But after I had put that out, someone messaged me like 2 or 3 weeks later, and they were like, yo, thank you for putting that out and like sharing that with us, because I'm going through something similar, and it made me feel like I wasn't alone.
Right.
And so like, that was my first time that I really ever like connected with someone musically, or at least I've known that I did. And so for me, it was like, dang, you know, it's totally normal to write a love song or a song that about going through hardship, or a song that has to be happy. Like it doesn't have to be anything like mainstream or anything like totally left field or totally right field or something super duper intricate. Like it can be something so simple. And if you really put your heart, your soul into it, and it's you, someone will resonate with that, and they can tell. People can tell, like they can feel the authenticity.
Right.
And the best part about that is like it's universal. So someone who doesn't even speak English can hear it, and they can be like, they can feel like, oh my gosh, I this person's going through something.
Right.
Or this person is expressing whatever said feeling the song is about. So it's definitely me being true to myself,
Right.
and kind of having that light bulb moment was definitely a blessing for me. And from then on, it was just kind of like, man, I'm glad that it did because it helps give me direction.
Right.
And when I look and like when I'm writing and stuff like that, and if I write something, I'm like, nah, that's not me. I can't put that
Right.
out.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I like writing on tracks where, I'm having fun and, I'm talking my talk or whatever the case. Like, you gotta have that as hip hop. But I believe in good music, and music that doesn't need anything like, doesn't have to have a bunch of profanity, doesn't have to have this, doesn't have to have that,
Right.
in order for it to be popular.
Exactly.
So yeah, to me,
It just
definitely
gives
substance
people,
matters.
I like that. It gives them a different picture. You know what I'm saying? Because like
Yeah.
if you didn't live a lifestyle, it's kind of like you listening to the music and yeah, you like, I like this song, I like this beat, but you know, but when you listen to something that you resonate with, it's like, oh, this was a, yeah, I
Yeah.
went through that. Oh,
Yeah.
dang, I thought I was the only one felt that way. You know what I'm saying? So be authentic in your music. So do you have any like, what's your favorite song that you've written so far?
So I'd say so far, okay, I'm gonna say this. I have two favorites. I'm gonna do released and unreleased.
Okay.
So my favorite song that I have out released is a part of my album. It's called Life. 2 Minutes Please is on that album. But it's called Misunderstood. And it was around the time where it was kind of like around that same time period that I wrote 2 Minutes Please, but it was a song about living a life where you are perceived one way, and but like your actions are something totally different. And so my biggest thing that I've kind of like one of my biggest things that I've learned up to this point in my life is that, you can have all the good intentions in the world to do something, but people are going to see things the way that they want to see it. So you can be like, I was really trying, I was trying to do good, something good, whatever it is. And someone can be like completely upset that you did what you did. And so it was really just kind of me talking about certain things in my life. And then, one of my really good friends, he's like a brother to me. His name is Josiah Ray. He's featured on that song and he sings the hook. So and like the hook is super simple. It's basically like shit is do or die. So I'm eating to survive. I know I'm breathing, but I'm not alive. And so it's just kind of like I was in that actually me and him were going through stuff at the same time, but it's like you can be like living and being just like alive are just two totally different things. Because like if you're living life, you're having these experiences, both good and bad experiences. But like both, like I feel like everyone has that period where they just feel like they're in this like waiting room or this gray area, and they're like, man, I just feel like I'm kind of here. And I feel like a lot of people that go through like some like turmoil or like a traumatic experience, they can like kind of like fall into this pocket where like they don't even know what to do with themselves. You know what I mean? To get to that next step in life and stuff like that. So Misunderstood is definitely probably like my favorite just because I feel like well because it means so much to me. Ironically, I wrote the first verse. Like the intro and the first verse, I wrote it when I was 18. And then but it was to something totally different. And like 2 years later, so I wrote that verse in 2018, and in 2020, I had booked this studio session and I was just up late. And I one of the producers that I work with I found I came across one of his beats, and I was just like, yo, this really works. And I was like, I'm going to the studio in like 7 hours. I need to record to this. Like, I just felt it. So I ended up like kind of like going through my phone, and I was like, oh my gosh, this verse works. So I kind of like played with it a little bit. I just stuck it there, and then I wrote the second verse in like 30 minutes. And then I sent it to Josiah. It was like 2 in the morning. I was like, yo, I know you're probably not gonna get this, but here's my idea. Here's the song. And then he just replied back to me. He's like, hook is finished. I'll see you at the studio tomorrow. And I was like, oh my gosh. So it was like the
That's
stars aligned. Yeah,
what's
it was perfect, because for me, I used to take a little bit longer when I write. So because like I'm really picky about my stuff. So for me, like I was like, yo, we just probably made my favorite song I've ever written in technically less than 30 minutes. So that's definitely my favorite one that's out right now. Favorite that is unreleased, it's called Call Me By Your Name. And so this one is definitely probably my favorite unreleased, and it actually might be my second favorite song, maybe my first. But it's like totally different from like my normal sound. So it's more of like this it's like indie, like dreamy R&B type of thing. But basically, Call Me By Your Name is inspired by the original film Call Me By Your Name. And it's about two people that the film it w the movie was filmed in France. I want to say it was in Paris, France. But I know it was definitely in France. But two people, they end up falling in love, but they know that it's something that's probably not for them, and it's temporary, because the guy's only there for like a semester or something like that. So my videographer that I work with, he's also a film director. So was kind of like, dude, you should watch this movie for inspiration. So I ended up watching it, and with I ended up watching it, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, okay, I have to write a song to this. And then ironically enough, we were already planning to travel to France earlier that year. So we did that in July. So this was like March around this time. And so I finally got the music to it, and I sent him the music, just like the instrumental, and my videographer. And he was in Europe for like 3 months. He goes there every year for like 3 months for this film festival, and he does a bunch of stuff. So he was going, and he's like scouting places, and he's sending me ideas, and it was really cool. And because it was like, man, I'm gonna shoot a music video to something with all of this, and I don't even have the song yet. So it was super inspiring, and it honestly, I feel like I didn't have the song done until maybe like a week before we left, because it was so totally different from what I wanted to do, and I felt like I was kind of pushing my creative limits. And so I finally was able to get something. I was There's another artist on there, female artist. Her name is Kelsey Martinez, and she was the one pushing me, and because I was ready to give up. And she was like, dude, just like, she made me sit down and put my headphones on, and like, she's like, just write a story, just write a story. Don't even think about trying to make a song. Just write a story. So like, I wrote this story, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got it. So like 2, 3 days later, I sat down, and I was finally able to like write everything. And so basically, it's inspired by the film, as well as something else, as well as like my personal experience, and like kind of like being in like a situationship, right? We've all had that. So basically, it's from my, I took the I took the storyline of the movie and I took my experience and I wanted to create something where it's like two people are both really attracted to each other or in love with each other, wherever you want to put that on the scale. And they know that they want to be with each other, but they're in points, they're in a certain position in their life where like they can't give themselves to that person yet. So it's kind of like right person, wrong time.
I get
So
it.
yeah, so like one of like the pre-chorus to the song is from Short Exchange, we figure a sense of self is what we often miss. Two hearts full of self-love, no room for other occupants. It's a shame we can't give our love in all away, but if self-love is the best love, then call me by your name.
Wow.
So
Okay.
yeah, so I was like,
I like
So I
it.
was like really, I was really hyped when I was really hyped when I wrote that because I was like, yo, like, you know, I mean, artists and rappers are technically still considered poets, but I felt like that was very much more poetic,
Was poetic.
open-sidedness of me versus me like rapping on like over like drums and horns and stuff like that, where this is more like laid back, put this on while you're driving at night. Yeah, so that's definitely it might end up being my favorite, and the people that I have shown to it, shown the track to, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you had this in you.
That's what's up.
So but you know, like again, I don't even attribute that whole thing to me without Kelsey Martinez, the other artist, and then also my videographer. It definitely would not be what it is. So that was basically like a team effort. And so also kind of like going into like the next thing, because I know you're gonna ask me. Yes, so the song got finished, and yes, we did go to Paris. Me, Kelsey Martinez, and a few other of our friends, we all went to Paris.
That's what's
And
up.
we, yeah. So her and I shot a music video with my videographer, Victor, and I can't wait to show it to you guys. So,
I can't wait to see it. So I'm like,
yeah, I,
what? So
yeah.
you shot, okay, the video was inspired by a movie from Paris, right? So then you took the inspiration from the movie, you combined it with your experience. Then you went and shot the video in Paris. Yeah,
Yes.
that's nice. That's
Yeah, so
really nice.
we went 4 months later and we met with my videographer there, and we just had fun. We just had fun with it.
Just have fun with
And yeah, and it's something so, it's just so different. So
So
call me by
when does that video drop?
so okay, so the song
Now you're gonna tell us
versus
all this, and then you're gonna tell us more. Let me tell you about
I
what's
got
gonna
you.
happen,
I
though.
got you. I got you. I got you. So the song comes out January 19th. So a few weeks. And then the music video will come out in February. I want to say the 3rd week of February, just because I feel like February 14th, there's going to be a lot of people who try to put something out. So I'm just going to give it some time, let it breathe.
Very smart.
And
Smart. Because you know everybody dropping February 14th.
So yeah, definitely probably 3rd or maybe even the 4th week of February.
Okay.
And we'll definitely be going from there. But yeah, I'm really excited because again, if you listen to that song and then compare it to like my other catalog, everything else in my catalog, it's like night and day.
Night and day.
So so I'm excited. Definitely pushed me to become a better artist, more well-rounded, and give me more confidence. So like, you know, if someone's like, hey, I want a feature, here it is, and it's that type of thing, I'm like, okay, I can do that.
That's what's up. So do you have, I know you said January 19th, you got, is this going to be a whole album or is this just going to be this song?
So it's just gonna be one song.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm no, not at all. So for me personally, I feel like I'm still kind of in that stage where I'm still trying to build an audience. So for me, it makes a little bit more sense to put one song out and like I can like push it, that one thing, as much as possible for a
Right.
certain period of time to get it in front of as many ears as possible, and
Exactly.
then go on to the next single or something. But I will be dropping a project later on, a 4 to 5 track EP later on in the year, in 2024. So if you're looking for just as more than just a single from me, it'll definitely be coming soon.
Okay, that's what's up. So what I like to do, one thing I like to do on the show, is I like for the person to come on and just kind of give somebody some inspiration. And honestly speaking, even though you seem like a quiet person, like you don't talk that much, like you talk, but not for real, I'm not talking for real. You have a lot of inspiration, but I find that people who inspire millions and many don't talk that much. We just don't have much to say. You know what I'm saying? We say what's important. But I always like for people to come on the show and leave like with a positive message of some sort. So if you had to give someone a message, what would that positive message be? It could be a quote, it could be anything, but just something so people can carry on into the next venture of their life.
Oh man. Okay. So I have two things.
Go ahead.
So the first thing, so for me personally, so I'm assuming that a lot of the people, a lot of your viewers are probably people who are other independent artists or possibly small business owners or someone who's chasing a dream.
Right.
Everyone has dreams. So this was like a harsh reality for me.
Okay.
And I think that for this is gonna sound like, it might sound a little like weird, but I like to tell people dreaming is nice, but don't get stuck dreaming, because dreaming is your head is on the pillow and you're not doing anything. You're sleeping, you're complacent. And it's nice to dream. It feels great because we think of these things and these accomplishments and
Right.
The nice car, the nice house, the easier lifestyle. We could go eat whatever we want. We could take care of our friends and family. Like that feels and sounds great to everyone, but it is so hard to actually bring that into fruition. And a lot of the times, a lot of the people that you see that are like that, that have done it the right way, they sacrifice a lot, and they still do sacrifice a lot. They miss that party, they miss that night out on Friday, and they stay down. They wake up early if they need to. They don't tell themselves, "I don't have time for this." They ask themselves, "How do I make time for this?"
Right.
And so for me, that's kind of like been the biggest reminder to myself, is like, stop dreaming, stop dreaming. Like, take the steps towards your dreams. Because your dream is like that endpoint. But now it's like, okay, cool. You put the coordinates into the GPS, but what's the path to get there? Do you have that figured out? Because if you don't have that figured out,
You
what's
kind of
the
like
point of
in a tune,
dreaming?
like, yeah,
You,
you just still
yeah.
dream.
So you're stuck sleeping. And that's why people sleep on you. And so it's and the only reason why I say that is because I watched it happen to myself. That's the only reason why I'm really firm and I stand behind that, because I watched it happen to myself. I watched time pass by and I put stuff out and I wished, like, dang, that's crazy. Like, I put this out and only, a small number of people saw this. Like, oh, like they don't know what they're missing. Yeah, you're right. They don't know what they're missing because you haven't done the steps to put it in front of them, So like that's my first one. Don't get stuck dreaming. Get your head up off the pillow. It's too easy to dream. Do the work. And I tell myself that too. So I am not perfect by any means. And also, this is kind of like this is the next part that ties in with that, and it's actually coincidental because we're ending off into like going into the new year.
Right.
It's a simple quote: "If not now, when?" And for me, it's like, okay, if I wanted to start working out, right, and I was like, I'm gonna wait till the first. So let's say the 26th. So there's 5 days between the 26th and January 1st.
Right.
Why not take these 5 days to do what you can to so that you're starting off the year with momentum already?
Exactly.
Why wait and do everything else in the world that'll probably make you more unhealthy than you already are, which is why you want to work out, right?
Exactly.
You know, this will be my last week partying, or this will be my last week drinking alcohol for a certain amount of time. This will be my last week going to McDonald's. You know what I mean? And again, the only reason why I'm saying it, it's not to call out people or to tell people that I'm perfect and I don't. Like, it's because I tell myself the same thing. If not now, when?
When? Exactly.
Because if you aren't willing to get up from the position that you're out and do something in a moment,
right?
How do you know you're going to be ready next week? Because I have people tell me that all the time. You know, I work out all the time, and I work with people who I have worked with people who are like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym starting next week. And 2 weeks later, hey, did you ever start going to the gym? We'll see. What happened was when I got home, it was raining. When I got home, I was tired.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, oh, my half day is tomorrow, so I'll start tomorrow. And I'm like, you could have been 2 weeks in already.
That's like, what are you doing? Like, just do it. I always tell people, just do it. Like, if you want to do something, just do it. Like, just don't do even it. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, if not now, then when? Because you keep setting yourself back. I really like that you said that. I love that quote. That quote is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of what picks me up sometime when I'm like, I'm gonna do this, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm like, if I don't do it now, you know, I need to go do it now. Let me not be late.
Exactly. And I like that you said, you're like, I need to go do it now, because no one's gonna do it for you, unfortunately. No one's gonna do it for you. And another thing, like my last piece, is that don't be scared to chase your dreams. Because there's so many people with amazing ideas that don't pursue them because they're afraid of judgment.
Right.
There's people who don't go to the gym because they're like, oh, well, like, you know, I'm a little bit heavier, or like, I'm really skinny, or like, I just don't look as good as anyone else that's there.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, we're all here to do the same thing. Matter of fact, the people who are fit have more respect for the people who are unfit trying to get healthy, because they know what it takes to get there. So if you're an artist and you're grinding, you're hustling, and the people that need to see and that you're working, they're going to see it if you show it. They're going to respect you more than the people who have a hit, but they're not doing anything with it.
Right.
And if you're a small business owner and you're staying up, you're crunching numbers, you're doing this, you're doing that, or whatever it is small business owners need to do to allow their business to profit, their customers see that in the quality of your work. The people, your business, potential business partners, they see that. They're like, oh man, this person works hard. I need someone that does merch that I know is going to work hard. I'm going to pull them on board. And boom, you're in a situation where, you know, now you're profiting greatly, your business is booming, whatever the case. So definitely, please do not be afraid to put yourself out there, because at one point Bill Gates was an idiot, Steve Jobs was an idiot.
Okay.
They were crazy for dreaming, you know.
Right.
And their dreams for a reason. Sometimes they should be a little crazy. Sometimes they should be like, man, like, I don't think this person can really do that. But you will only get as far as you want to get.
That's it.
When you get complacent and you're like, oh, I'm okay where I'm at now, even if it's in a great spot, cool, but don't expect more if you're not putting in. It's an input output system, cause and effect.
That's how I go.
So, and again, and it's my last time saying this, I say it because I tell myself the same thing. Right. I'm like, if I don't go to the studio and write and put out new music, people are going to forget about me. Music is a business now where it's like, there's like a 48 hour window. People hear your song, they're like, oh, that's great. And then they forget about it unless it goes viral.
Tell them again.
And same thing, like vendors, if they're not out at these small places trying to sell their stuff, they don't build a clientele. You know, if you don't have money to pump a bunch of stuff into ads and marketing to, you know, get people to see your stuff without physically doing the work, you have to do the groundwork. Old school artists, what were they doing? Passing out CDs, you know, going to as many shows. Even if you're not performing at a show, go to a show and network. Say, yo, man, you were super dope on stage. Let's chop it up about this. You know what I mean? There's so many things that you can do for groundwork that can set up your foundation so that when the time comes, when opportunity meets preparation, you can execute. Because you're only going to get, especially like in the music world, you're only going to get this many opportunities if you get one. And if you're not ready, that could have been your last. But you'll never know if it's your last or not. So that's why you should keep grinding. But I'd rather it be on my first time around, I get an opportunity and I pop off versus my second or third, because, you know, those opportunities could be months to years in between in which they happen. So that's my motivation.
You good. Can you give everybody your handle so that they can find you, like your Instagram, Facebook? And let me apologize to you. I have no clue why these people keep kind of call me, and they know I do a show every Tuesday for 5 years.
You're okay.
So I apologize that thing keeps dinging, because I don't know what their problem is. But
no, you're okay.
But definitely give your social media handles, please.
So streaming platforms, you can find me. You can type in Nyze. That's NYZE. You'll see a little picture of me with my hoodie on, and Instagram. You can find me at Nyze is music. So NYZE. Is music, all one word. Again, you'll see me with a little hoodie on. So that's where you can find me. I'm not really on Facebook or Twitter. Instagram is like my main thing that I'm on, and then obviously like Apple Music, Spotify, all that stuff. But if you like what you heard, you want to learn more, you want to work with me or anything like that, please feel free to reach out to my Instagram. Once again, it's Nyze is music. I'm always down to talk to people and collaborate and things like that. So just get at me.
All right. Well, again, I appreciate you from coming on the show. Definitely when your album drops in January, I want you to come back. So, you know, like you could talk about how it felt. And then when that video that you had told us so much about, and then you told us, like, y'all can't see that till February. So that was wrong, but we'll talk about that later.
All right.
But I definitely appreciate you for coming on the show. Hopefully I'll see you at Social Sundays again. I'm going to be looking for the video. I think I already started to follow you on YouTube, I think it was. It was
okay, yeah.
The last time. But so just to, you know, like y'all go, y'all listen to him. NYZE, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so NYZE on all the platforms. And then we're going to have a conversation about the Facebook and the Twitter. We'll have that off the camera. But
I know.
So, but definitely go follow him. Listen to his music. He got new music coming out January 19th. So go listen to that. I'm about to listen to Misunderstood because I want to hear why this is your favorite song, because I don't think I listened to that. If I did, I didn't remember the name of the song. So we'll listen to it again tonight so I can hear. But I appreciate you. Thank you for your time. And I can't wait to be able to come back again. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Y'all have a good night.
All right, y'all. Good night. I love y'all as usual. I ain't saying nothing because he gave us a whole bunch of gems. I see people in the chat like he dropping gems. So, so I appreciate you guys. And I love y'all as usual. And that is the end of the show. Good night, y'all.